You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
8 o'clock on the dot this morning, Alexander Forbes Groups Holdings Limited, the government name for Alex Forbes, released their interim results for the 6 months ended 30 September 2025. There's an interim cash dividend out of income reserves. Operating income is up almost double digits. The business still has more than a billion rand at its disposal to spend, and total assets have increased to just shy of 700 billion rand. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by the company's Group Chief Executive Officer, Davi de Villiers, to take a look at the numbers, see what to make of them. Wim Davi, always lovely having you on the show, always lovely catching up. Strong start to the new financial year, and we've got a new strategy that is starting to take shape quite nicely. Let's start with your thoughts around the start to the year.
Jimmy, thanks for having me. Yes, it's been a great first 6 months. You know, obviously, we must acknowledge all help by the markets. You know, we've seen tremendous growth in the equity markets, and that helps the underlying values, and it actually helps more than our returns. It also helps the clients. You know, great outcomes for the clients that are saving and that are invested in the markets, and this makes our job a lot easier and a lot more attractive, you know, for our clients. So that helped a lot. At the margin, you know, lots of expense management and driving of new business, which also culminated in this result.
Surely, Davi, it also makes it a bit tricky to start to look at other markets. I mean, if South African markets are doing as well as they do, and Alex Forbes is a diversified asset manager, you start to then look out into the market and say, are we going to actually find returns that beat this elsewhere? I mean, the JSE, for one, has probably been easily one of the top five best performing equity markets globally, and that's in dollar-based returns. Does this now start to sit from an asset management point of view and say, what happens in 2026?
I think it's definitely, even for the second half of our year, you know, which has got 3-4 months to go, one of the biggest risks is the markets run hard, you know, a correction, you know, lots of market pundits are talking about a correction. I actually think that our market's still well poised. We must look at those risks for sure. And you know, our diversified portfolios, you know, offshore capabilities, you know, even hedging and just in general, managing the portfolios is key on behalf of our clients and as I said, also for our own interest. But certainly, Jimmy, there's also still some tailwinds. You know, we've seen the declaration of a lower inflation rate target, which means, you know, lower valuation rates, bigger values on growth assets, and that could bode well for South Africa still. So I don't think it's all doom and gloom. And as you know, bull markets normally last longer than what people expect. So we're still relatively bullish. And then SA Inc. itself, you know, we've seen some good news coming from G20 earlier in the year, lots of the reforms coming through. So not all doom and gloom.
Davi, let's take a look at the operating model of Alex Forbes. It's gone through quite a bit of rejigging from a team perspective. You've implemented some strategic changes. Take me through what the new operating model potentially looks like for a business. I can imagine you're eager to get that off the ground in the second half of the year. And I'm guessing those plans have already started.
Yes, 100%. And must start off by saying, you know, always doing an operational change is a risk. It takes eye off the ball, could, you know, derail teams, internal fighting, you know, all of those type of things, jostling for positions, all of those type of things that normally come with it. But we were very lucky. I think the team is relatively mature and the business is mature, and the business was actually 100% ready for this change. So you know, it was almost like nobody blinked and we went into the new model. What the new model brings for us is, you know, firstly, the decentralization, the removing of bureaucracy. You know, a lot of calls was left with me at the center, and now we enabled our teams, our four businesses, to actually make their own calls, to really run hard and focus on what they have to do rather than to worry, you know, about everybody next to them. So that that focus will, and the autonomy will, bring a lot of extra revenue and a lot of extra growth and hopefully new opportunities. So we're quite excited about it, and we've already seen some of the benefits of it in the market, and hopefully it'll lead to good revenue into the future.
Speaking of opportunities, how are you finding the market at the moment? I mean, the business still has those surplus reserves that you and I have been speaking about every time we catch up. But on top of that, out of those reserves, this time around, the business has declared to pay the interim dividend straight out of those income reserves and still maintain a strong balance sheet and portfolio for opportunity sets that are out there. How are you assessing the market at the moment? And is that assessment potentially what's informed paying out the interim dividend?
Yes, so I think, you know, firstly on the very, very cash generative, as you've seen in the numbers, you know, really good cash conversion and highly cash generative as a business. So that helps us, gives us lots of optionality with, you know, what we can do with the cash. We definitely want to be and are a progressive cash dividend paying business and want to continuously increase the dividends as the business grows. So that was first and foremost in deciding on the dividend. And then we will continue to look for opportunities. As you say, we have a bit of cash and we have, you know, a very clean balance sheet, obviously with low capital. So capital requirements. So certainly if the opportunities come. You ask about the market, and I must say it's interesting how little activity there are. There's been a deal with one or two deals in the market, but in the financial services, not a lot of deals. I'm still hoping that more consolidation will happen, and certainly if it happens in our core areas, we'll be very interested.
Optimistic about the second half of the year and ever prepared to take advantage of opportunities as they may present themselves. We'll leave the conversation on that note. All the best to you, Umdavi, and the team at Alex Forbes as you go into the rest of the second half of the year. We look forward to catching up at the end of your full year and seeing how that year shapes up. That was Davi de Villiers, Chief Executive Officer at Alex Forbes, joining us to take a look at their first 6 months and what the business remains focused on.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.